This is a Fox News alert, a reported major leak from the Supreme Court. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Protesters gathering outside the U.S. Supreme Court at this hour on a report by the website Politico that the justices have decided to overturn Roe versus Wade. Quoting what they say is a leaked draft opinion, Politico says a majority of the justices have decided to set aside the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion in the U.S.
If this ends up being the opinion in some form or fashion, if it uses this wording, it's essentially sending the idea of abortion back to the states and saying they will decide, let the people there decide. It upholds the Mississippi law and says Roe and Casey got it completely wrong.
Fox's chief Supreme Court's correspondent Shannon Brain reports this is only a draft dated in February and things could have changed since. It is not officially an opinion until it is formally released by the court. This would be the first known leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion. A spokesman for the high courts would not comment. A federal court jury in Washington has convicted New York City police veteran Thomas Webster on charges related to last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
His case set precedents as being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, saying that he was trying to protect himself from what he called a rogue cop who started the confrontation by punching Webster in the face. The D.C. Metro officer, Noah Rathbun, testified he did not start the fight with Webster, who was initially indicted by a grand jury on counts including assault with a dangerous weapon, a metal flagpole.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Webster will be sentenced in September. A Philadelphia police officer has been charged with murder in the death of a 12-year-old boy who was shot in the back a month ago after firing a shot into an unmarked police car. Wall Street, the Dow up 84 points, NASDAQ gained 201, the S&P 500 closing 23 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Politico reports the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe versus Wade, citing what they say is a draft opinion that was leaked to them. Fox News cannot independently confirm that the draft is genuine. The U.S. Marshals Service offering a $10,000 reward for a missing Alabama corrections officer and a murder suspect.
The inmate's name is Casey White. He's already serving 75 years in prison for a litany of violent crimes. The assistant director of corrections in Florence is a woman named Vicky White. Same last name as the inmate, but no relation. The day before Officer Vicky White was set to retire, she tells the jail guard she's taking Casey White to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation. The rule is he cannot go anywhere without at least two deputies. She took him alone, and they never made it to the courthouse. Instead, surveillance video shows them drive to a local shopping center where they ditch the patrol car and disappear. And the sheriff believes Officer Vicky White left with the inmate willingly.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Residents in some neighborhoods on the outskirts of Las Vegas are being told to prepare for possible evacuations from a wildfire that has now charred more than 200 square miles. Low water in Nevada's Lake Mead has led to a startling discovery.
The identity is unknown, but police say over the weekend they found a body in a barrel in a newly exposed section of Lake Mead's bottom. Investigators found items in the barrel suggesting the unknown person died sometime in the 1980s. Some are predicting they'll make more gruesome finds now that the drought-stricken reservoir behind the Hoover Dam has become so low that Las Vegas is pumping water from deeper within Lake Mead. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Russian troops have resumed their bombing of a steel plant in Mariupol after a brief weekend ceasefire allowed about 100 civilians to evacuate from that plant. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.